The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, be to the Lord.
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. His wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of the incense offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb, and he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers toward children and the disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you this good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled at their proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah, and were amazed that he stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. After this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she sent into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at a time when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. So I got an army story for you. In my unit, there was this guy that absolutely every single one of the higher-ups loved. All the sergeants, all the officers, all the warrant officers, everyone above him loved him. He went out of his way to make sure he was the most loved soldier, the absolute favorite in the unit. He'd get special assignments, he'd get the good lunches, he'd get the extra days off, all because he was the favorite of the higher-ups. And while he was very much beloved by everyone above him, he was very much disliked by his peers and everyone he was in charge of. To his peers, he was rude, disrespectful, arrogant. He would harass and antagonize his subordinates and assign them extra work. He was universally disliked by everyone except the higher-ups. I'm sure many of us have met people like this either in our schools or in our places of work. So why do I mention this? Because of how St. Luke speaks of Zechariah and Elizabeth in the gospel today. He says both were righteous in the eyes of God. St. Ambrose tells us, "For not everyone who is righteous in people's eyes is righteous in God's. People have one way of seeing and God another. People see externals, but God sees into the heart." It can happen that someone seems righteous because his virtue is false and his practice to win people's approval, but he is not virtuous in God's sight if his righteousness is not born of simplicity of soul, but is only simulated in order to appear good. The goodness of Zechariah and Elizabeth is a model for each of us to follow. Zechariah, even though he doubted God for a moment, accepted the consequences and continued his work in the temple. He not only talked the talk, but walked the walk. And this is hard in today's world. We often want to appear good in the eyes of others. We learn to say the right things and make ourselves appear good. All the while, anger and rudeness and vileness come out as soon as all eyes are off us. My brothers and sisters, it's important that we be honest in our dealings with others, that we strive truthfully to live lives of virtue, not just to look good to other people, but so that we are good and righteous in the eyes of our loving God. So be authentic. Be authentic. Be holy.